This is Dr. Linda Papadopoulos with The Psychology Behind, the podcast that looks at a different psychological issue every week and does a deep dive to figure out what's going on and how you can use it. Now, this week, we're talking about the difference between being assertive and being aggressive. Now, the reason that it's so often hard to get our point across when we're angry is because our emotions get in the way of us thinking straight. When we think through our emotions, we're actually responding to what is going on inside of us rather than the situation we're actually dealing with. This means that not only do we think less clearly, but we're also much less likely to be able to relay to those around us whatever it is that we're trying to communicate. Other than, of course, the anger and frustration that we feel. Now, from a social interaction point of view, the issue is if we become angry or show intolerance or shout, people are going to respond to how we're communicating as opposed to what we're communicating, which will only lead to more confusion on both sides. Now, inevitably, there are going to be situations, whether it's your personal life or at work, where you come into conflict. But how you go about resolving conflict will, to a large extent, depend on your ability to walk the line between being assertive and between being aggressive. Here's the difference. People that are assertive are able to relay their thoughts and opinions confidently and directly, while still considering the views of others. They feel that their opinion is of value and should be heard, but they're also keen to hear out other people's point of view and ensure that the other person feels respected. This is different to aggressive interactions. This is where people seek to dominate the discussion, impose their views, or attack someone else's. Now, interestingly, aggressive people are actually very bad at reading the reactions of those around them, whereas those who are assertive display a more sort of emotional intelligence. They read the room, they judge people's reactions, and so they're able to consider the impact of what they say and critically how they say it. Now, in terms of psychological benefits, assertiveness has been linked to a host of benefits, including, unsurprisingly, better relationships and a stronger sense of volition, but also with things like reduced anxiety and better moods. I think, you know, it's simple. The ability to communicate your needs and wishes and to talk about your opinions and to react to your environment without becoming aggressive or indeed passive aggressive means that you're going to experience fewer anxious thoughts, even if you're in a stressful situation, because you'll feel a sense of congruence between what you need to express and the way that you're able to express your ideas. So in effect, what's happening is you're using your emotions to help you rather than to hinder you. So the next time you feel that you need to assert yourself, here are five things that you can do. Number one, before you start trying to make your point, take a moment to calm down. Take a moment to focus and make an active decision to be assertive. Now, it sounds kind of really simple, you know, decide to be assertive before you're assertive. But the reason I'm saying this is by reminding yourself that my intention is to be true to myself, to say what I feel, but not to go unheard because I'm doing this the wrong way will put you in a better state of mind, because it'll focus you not just on what you're saying, but how you're saying it. Which brings me nicely to number two. While speaking, try and focus your thoughts not on your emotions. Now, the reason we get so worked up is because we react from what we are feeling rather than what we're thinking. So make a point of focusing on what you're going to say rather than how upset you are. You know, it doesn't make a good argument either. You know, if you're just focusing on that pent up anger and stress, you're not going to be able to articulate where that's coming from. So try very much to focus on the issue at hand rather than thinking through your emotions. Number three, don't be defensive. Now, while, you know, that sense of defensiveness is a natural reaction to feeling challenged, it will hinder you from arguing and being able to put your point across effectively. Remember, you're trying to get to a place of better understanding, so acknowledging the point of view of the other person will show respect, build trust, and make it much more likely that they will reciprocate. By doing this, you have a chance to set the tone of the conversation, so make sure you take that chance rather than kind of getting petty and feeling affronted. Focus on the issue at hand. Number four, fight fair. Don't let things escalate by adhering to basic rules of conflict, i.e. listen to the other person. Listen respectfully. Don't mark their stance or their feelings and respect their personal space. Also, pay attention to your body language and your tone as well. So remember, the words that you say need to be congruent with the way that you're saying them and how you're moving. So, you know, it's no good kind of saying, I'm not angry, but shouting that you're not angry, right? There needs to be a congruence there. And assertive people have that congruence between their words, their tone, and their body language. And this is something that aggressive people do not. And finally, number five, don't get caught up in defining the problem. Rather, focus on solutions. Along the same lines, try and use I rather than you statements, because the former allows you to express and own your beliefs, whereas the latter can kind of make others feel defensive and shut down communication. And when the argument is over, remember to repair the relationship and agree on how to proceed. If you need to agree to disagree, then that's fine. That, you know, so be it. Don't feel the need to back down, but equally, don't feel the need to continue with a point that you no longer, you know, believe has merit. Remember, the whole point of any argument is to gain, you know, a better sense of understanding for both sides. And people that are assertive understand that. It's about communicating, understanding each other better. It's not about winning the argument. And also, crucially, it's about taking care of yourself. You know, we throw around the word self-esteem a lot, but I think a big part of self-esteem comes from our sense of entitlement over being assertive. You know, whether it's sending back, you know, the order that came that was, you know, something that we're not going to like and we asked for it, and having just the, you know, that ability to kind of ask for it in a polite way, or whether it's telling a friend that they've done something that's upset you, that you still care for them as a friend, but you need to let them know. You need to feel able to do this, because if you don't, what will end up happening is that your only means of communicating those feelings will be either to lock them up in yourself so it'll eat you up, or to become aggressive when you blow up. And neither of those things are useful. I really hope that you enjoyed the podcast. As always, if you have, do let me know. I love to hear from you. I love to hear your ideas. You know, rate, subscribe, and until we meet next time, I wish you all a very healthy and happy body and mind.